Now let's take it to the streets.
Heard Jeremy smoking, yeah.
There's not gonna be any words.
That's perfect.
Is that the one?
Even no.
Yeah, is that the one?
That was folks in Seattle's University District doing their impressions of Eddie Vedder and then the real thing. Tomorrow, Eddie and the band, Pearl Jam, will be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which matters to us here because Pearl Jam is really, really Seattle. Almost all the band members are from here. Their first rehearsal spot was a Belltown basement. They played their first concert in Eastlake at the Off-Ramp. And, of course, they and local bands like Nirvana, Soundgarden, Mudhoney, Alice in Chains, they redefined rock music in the 90s. Seattle music journalist Charles Cross was there for it all. Welcome back, Charles.
Thanks.
How do you feel when you hear people doing the old Eddie Vedder impression?
I find that annoying.
How's that?
Because I feel that it's funny because Pearl Jam, it's easy to kind of put them in a time warp and to think of them in 1991, 1992, and Eddie Vedder. But part of the reason this band's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, is that they've had a 25-year career. They've released a lot of great records. They've been an incredible touring band. And Eddie doesn't mumble on every song.
It's a myth. Why is Pearl Jam, first of all, why Nirvana first in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Just because Kurt died or more a better reason than that?
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has this weird rule that you can be selected 25 years after your first recording. And in Nirvana, they kind of gave them this odd pass and they inducted Nirvana based on a single. Their first single, which ironically was not even a song Kurt wrote. It was a cover song. They basically, and a lot of it's also, frankly, just ratings. The Rock Hall of Fame is voted on by 900 people, but a lot of it is backstage lobbying. And if there's a big act that's going to draw a lot of people and bring eyeballs to HBO, the chance are they're going to get in before, at times, some other deserving bands. If I were recreating the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it seems crazy that Soundgarden's not in. They qualified a couple years ago. But Pearl Jam this year was a shoo-in.
Why? Why Pearl Jam?
Well, Pearl Jam's impact on the music community over 25 years as a rock band, there's been almost no rock band for 25 years that stayed together. Nobody died. They kept putting out great records. They toured an incredible amount. They built this massive live audience. People go to their shows. As soon as they announce a show, every show is sold out. And they've done everything right in terms of the way they've acted of people with integrity. They give a lot of money to charity. And they put some great music out. So for all those reasons, Pearl Jam was an absolute shoo-in, if nothing else, because everybody at the Hall of Fame knew that their fans would sell the show out, which it did, and that Pearl Jam fans, just to hear this band play three songs in that context, were going to go. They weren't going to miss it.
They're going to be introduced by David Letterman instead of Neil Young.
They are. Neil's been a longtime fan of Pearl Jam. He actually played with Pearl Jam up at Numo's once.
Yeah.
A show I got thrown out of.
What did you do?
I showed up as a journalist. And Pearl Jam, you know, Pearl Jam, the Pearl Jam of today is not always the Pearl Jam for 25 years. There was a point they didn't want press or they, and
was that for real?
That was for real.
They really
I had
didn't
my
want
ass
press?
Thrown out. Somebody huh. grabbed me by the shoulder and threw me on the street. Now, it wasn't a member of Pearl Jam, so can we blame them? But someone threw me out of that show. So that show was not officially reviewed in the magazine I used to edit, The Rocket.
I will say,
The Rocket's greatest moment on cinema is in the movie Singles. Eddie Vedder is reading a copy of The Rocket. And in that, he's reading a negative review of his band, which essentially is Pearl Jam. And that, you know, is one of the reasons Pearl Jam is big, is that movie. Not necessarily the fact that Pearl Jam got a review in The Rocket or not. It was a made-up issue. But in that era, Pearl Jam didn't want press. You know, they really did. They were the biggest band in the world, and they didn't want attention.
Speaking of bad reviews, Kurt Cobain, was this a true quote? He called them corporate puppets, called Pearl Jam, said they were a hair band that put flannel on.
Kurt said a lot of things. What Kurt said about Pearl Jam is he called them, the word was careerists. And what's funny about that is that you have a guy that has signed to a major label himself and it makes MTV videos, and he's calling this band careers. But this, in a word, was Pearl Jam's, you know, kind of cross to bear for a long time in Seattle, is that they were perceived by some people in the punk rock community as if they were too mainstream. They were too careers. But the truth was, everybody wanted a career. You know, everybody wanted to be successful. With Pearl Jam, their problem is they became too successful too quick, and they kind of didn't pay their dues, certain people felt.
Hmm.
And it took them a long time to kind of bounce back from that, and they did. Nobody thinks that today, and nobody's thought that for two decades. But in 1992 in Seattle, they were considered kind of too careerist.
Well, I wonder, you know, a few minutes ago we heard people imitating Eddie Vedder, but actual bands imitated Pearl Jam's sound pretty successfully, and I warn you, you might want to take your headphones off.
I absolutely do if you're going to play Creed.
Sorry.
Let's cut this. We cannot listen to this.
Okay, Charles Cross cannot listen for a second more. Your head is in your hands.
I think, one, it's not fair to say these bands imitated Pearl Jam.
Okay.
The Seattle music scene of the 90s that was guitar-based rock with kind of anthematic singing. This was done by Nirvana, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, and Pearl Jam. And then some other bands that weren't from Seattle did a very similar sound, and they became even more successful to some degree in terms of record sales, kind of watering it down. So Creed, Stained, these other bands, they're awful in my music critic opinion. There is no redeeming quality. But
just because they were late or because they also didn't do it as well?
They didn't do it as well.
No.
You know, ultimately what music is really about is the songs. And Pearl Jam's initial couple records, certainly 10 and Versus, there's some really interesting songs on those albums. Daughter is one of my favorite rock songs of all time.
Yeah.
I've always thought, though, that Pearl Jam's a better live band than a studio band, that there's never been a Pearl Jam studio album that compares to the way that band is live.
Since we're running out of time, I want to ask, could Pearl Jam have come? I said at the top, they're so Seattle. Could Pearl Jam have come from any other city in America?
No.
Wow.
Everything about Pearl Jam's sound in their approach is Seattle. They're not trying to be successful. They're ultimately staying truer to their muse. None of the guys in Pearl Jam dress weird or act weird. You know, I know everybody in Pearl Jam personally. They're at events. They're at Tower Records. Eddie Vedder works the counter at Easy Street. I've been record shopping with these guys. They are not acting like big stars. And in every other city in America, they would have been too self-aware to do the records that they did.
Finally, could Seattle have a huge band like Pearl Jam again?
I think the music industry has changed to the degree. In some ways, we did with Macklemore. This is a self-created star, one of the biggest stars that has been in rock. But for the most part, rock music does not dominate the way it did in the past.
The internet, it's over. Seems
rock
like that.
Seems to be. It's not over, but for a band to come out of nowhere the way Pearl Jam did in 1992, in most people's mind, could not happen again.
Charles R. Cross, Seattle-based music journalist, will you come back again soon?
I will.
Thanks a lot.
Not if you play Creed.
Fair enough. KOW is the record, making a promise to Charles Cross and to you.